I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Please be advised that 6 Degrees of Reality TV contains explicit language. Hi, and welcome to 6 Degrees of Reality TV. My name is Amy.
And I'm Leslie.
And we've been watching reality TV for like 30 years between the two of us.
Would that make us experts in trash?
We are experts in trash, but we still get stuff wrong. I mean, 30 years and we still can't figure this out.
Yeah, we know nothing. So I think together we can learn what it's like to fall in love on reality TV.
Here's hoping. Hi everyone, welcome to 6 Degrees of Reality TV. My name is Amy and I'm your co-host.
And I'm Leslie. Hey Amy. What's going on?
I was telling Leslie, I'm like, just save it for air because I don't want to tell the story twice. I'm in excruciating back pain.
What happened?
So, I don't know what happened. Because I'm 45 or 100, I think it's just that I was sitting a weird way or sitting on like a different couch than I normally sit on. Like, these are the things that injure me now.
Oh, no.
So I guess I hurt my SI joint, my chiropractor said. So went to the chiropractor on Friday, like tears in my eyes, calling him Friday morning, like, please, please, please see me today. Or Thursday. I'm sorry, Thursday. Because I was going to New York City on Friday.
Yeah.
So he fixed me up a little bit, but he's like, you really shouldn't be walking. Well, try not to walk in New York City.
It's like the home of the walking.
And one of my favorite parts.
Yeah.
So, like, of course, I just, like, chugged some Advil and powered through. But, you know, I was in a car for 8 hours. I was walking for 5 or 6 hours.
You guys can't see me. I'm grimacing. I'm like, ugh.
We went to New York to see the Titanic.
Exhibit. Yeah.
Which was really cool. So I'm still in pain. Excruciating pain. So if you hear me just like... that's not really like I just moved.
Yeah. Aw, it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, how was your weekend? You went to a show, right?
I actually ended up, so get this, since we're all like hurting ourselves, I had tickets to see Jesse Tyler Ferguson on Broadway, Take Me Out. It's that, you know, play, the baseball play where there's that dude from Grey's Anatomy that he shows his penis. I was super excited to see his dong because I saw it on the internet. It was leaked and it looks glorious. Now, here's what I got to tell you. I was vacuuming yesterday, vacuuming my bedroom, and Joey walks in and I'm like, you know, he hates the vacuum. So I'm like trying to get him out. Yeah. So then I grab the vacuum and it just falls apart on my toe.
Oh.
So it was so, and it's like this really heavy old vacuum. So it fell on my toe, and I was in so much pain I couldn't walk, so I ended up not going.
Oh, no.
So I did not see that glorious dong in person. I'm very upset. I'm
upset for you. That's awful.
You know, but I did rewatch a lot of Mariah's World, and I am, like, obsessed. I'm like, this show, I wish it had gone on, you know, longer, because the absurdity of Mariah Carey's life is just glorious for reality TV. Just the people around her are nut jobs.
She's absurd. I remember when she married Nick Cannon and they had like the fairy tale wedding in Disney World.
And like, then they would keep renewing their vows like every year or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that turn out?
How did that turn out? She has twins by him, right?
She has twins, Monroe and Rocco. Yeah, they're so cute.
Just so you know, everything I know about Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey, because you're probably impressed that I knew what I just knew, right? Knowing that I know zero about pop culture. But everything I know about them, I learned through his interview at Howard Stern.
Yes. Oh,
he's been on Howard Stern quite a few times.
Yeah, and he got in trouble one time because he divulged to Howard Stern that they would listen to Mariah Carey music as they made love.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah.
Kind of weird. So it sounds like we're both joining the old lady club because you hurt yourself cleaning and I hurt myself just existing.
Just existing. Yeah. It's going to get to that point for me. And I need to get better because I am hopping on a plane on Friday to see Aerosmith in Vegas. So I need to get it together.
And you are so excited.
I am so excited. Like, I went to Paris like with a broken toe and like hobbling my way with a cane. I could do this, you know.
You could do this. Steven Tyler's at the other end of this for you.
Exactly. I'm gonna be sitting on the stage. Like, I have stage seats. Like, these seats are insane. We would not discuss how much they cost because I do not know. They were gifted to me because I want to bet. Now, speaking of tickets, can I talk about Taylor Swift for 2 seconds?
Please do, because while she's taking down Ticketmaster, I'm pretty excited for her. Elon Musk has taken down Twitter.
Yeah, single-handedly.
Not purposely.
Yeah.
so things are crashing. Things are crashing.
Oh, my God. So, you guys, to get Taylor Swift tickets, you had to do this whole pre-order, like this pre-sale code thing. You sign up to get on a wait list to hopefully get on a, you know, pre-sale list and get a special code for you to get tickets. This was to prevent scalpers from buying up all the tickets and gouging the prices. Now, I don't know what happened. Ticketmaster screwed this all up. And what ended up happening was hours and hours of you refreshing that Ticketmaster, and they were like, do not refresh the page. People logging in from different devices to try to get tickets to see this concert. And it just wasn't working. There were points where, like, literally the screen would just say 505 bad requests. Like, I was like, what is happening? So it was just a debacle. And even till this day, like, I joined a bunch of like Taylor Swift like Facebook groups just so that I could get an intel and like infiltrate like the Swifties and kind of like figure out what's moving, because I love her music so much. I've never seen her live. And I was like, let me go to the Eras Tour because she's going to cover her albums.
Does she not tour a lot?
The last tour I think she was gonna do, what happened was COVID, so it kind of canceled everything.
Because I'm wondering, like, why is everyone wanting these tickets now? It's because she hasn't been on tour in like 4 or 5 years, right?
And also her album is breaking all kinds of records. It's streaming records, like selling records, and so people are monetizing or capitalizing on that and like, oh, this is gonna be a hot ticket. So then they just started buying it all out, and now fans are like, it's not only people reselling tickets, it's people screenshotting fake tickets and charging thousands of dollars to Swifties. And then they have no claim because they didn't pay through PayPal. They got Zelle or Cash App or whatever. So you can't put a claim. So it's a whole debacle. You know, needless to say, I did manage to get tickets. I'm literally like in the last row of MetLife Stadium. So I get to high five Jesus when I'm there. Fun. So I'm excited about that. So I cannot wait to see her Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be a shit show.
That's good. I'm really happy for you.
Yeah, it's insane. And like, it's, my tickets are verified. Like, it's in my Ticketmaster app. So it's like legit. Cause I was like a little concerned.
They're actual tickets.
They're actual tickets. I'm so excited. Okay.
All right, that's good.
So this is what you've missed if you missed us last week.
You've missed low energy Amy hobbling around, tears in my eyes, crying in the shower, calling the chiropractor, like, please, please, please. That's where I'm at.
Looking at like people on TikTok and Swiftie just crying and bitching for like a week. Oh, it was glorious because I got my ticket, so I wasn't in that boat. I mean, it sucks. It really does suck, and I don't like that. It is a monopoly, Ticketmaster, which AOC tweeted about, like, this is what happens, we have a monopoly. And I made the joke, like, oh, I guess she didn't get Taylor Swift tickets. So a whole bunch of people started saying that, and it's like, no, she, I mean, I don't know.
I wouldn't know because I'm off Twitter.
I have a Twitter account. I haven't I'm not active on it. I haven't been, after the last election cycle, I was like, I can't be on Twitter anymore. So I have the account. I'm not very active on it. So I see people post tweets.
I always wanted my Twitter handle because I don't want somebody else to have it. And I'm a writer. So I have, you know, like, kind of, I wouldn't say a public presence, but, you know, people will look me up occasionally, maybe to murder me. I don't know what they're doing. But I like to own my own name. So I found a way that you can deactivate your account, but then it it like preserves it for 12 months.
Oh, so then you got to like re-up and then do it. But that might have changed. That might have changed because there's new people involved. So anyways, that's enough. We need to put a time code stamp on this.
Whatever. Like if I never am on Twitter again, and honestly, it's not even like, oh, I'm making a statement. I just didn't use it a lot. So like, why have it? Do you know what I mean?
Same. I used to use it to like, you know, talk to celebrities and they would occasionally retweet me.
I would use it for like breaking news. Like if there was breaking news, Twitter's pretty helpful or handy with that.
Was, at least.
Was. All right, girl. So we are talking about Married at First Sight season 15, the Where Are They Now special. Now, did you know that this was filmed only 2 weeks after the reunion?
This makes no sense.
Zero sense. There.
It's total veracity because at the beginning of the episode, you see Lindy and Miguel taking photos, like recreating wedding photos, and it says it was 5 months since reunion. So what's going on? Yeah, but it was
5 months since marriage.
Mm, okay. Not since the reunion. Okay. So I got that mixed up because I was like, what's going on?
Yeah. It's so I didn't take super detailed notes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you did.
Yes.
Because I can count on you for that. So we'll just go through maybe couple by couple and then talk about the group scenes. I'm not even addressing the reunion part two.
It was just
nothing happened.
It was just a lot of the same Alexis and Justin fighting. That's where it picked up.
And then they bring the experts out and they rehash everything again.
The same thing.
Like, guys, on Amazon, I bought this season on Amazon. Now, they do include the after show.
Good.
41 episodes.
Jesus fucking Christ. That's too much.
That's too many. Too much.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start with...
It's like 20 too many.
Yeah. And this is another 2-hour episode. Did we need this?
No.
So the setup for this is that Kristen got a job in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
A promotion. Which I did hear an interview with her on another podcast. And that interview... Or that promotion has been put on hold. So she's still in San Diego right now.
Oh, no.
But she is going.
Okay.
So she's having, you know, productions like, hey, girl, can we get you together Love is Blind style and have you go to like a house somewhere and, you know, do a going away party. So that's what they're doing. So that's the premise. So we're going to start with Lindy and Miguel because we catch up with them first in the episode, I think.
Yes. They're the opening up thing. Yeah. Scene.
So they're talking about retaking their wedding photos and they're meeting some chick down by the beach and Miguel's popping out his purple suit again and Lindy's got her cute little dress on and they take some photos. And I mean, San Diego's beautiful. Where are you going to find a shitty spot? Nowhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd have to literally take your wedding pictures next to a dumpster to ugly it up out there.
And that photo that they captured that moment with the wave behind them. Oh, glorious. Yep. I loved it.
So afterwards, they're talking about buying a house together, and Lindy wants to get a house, and Miguel's like, I'm pretty happy with the way things are. I guess they're living at Miguel's house.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it's a little small, and if we want to have kids, and she's real hyped up on the kids. Now, I have heard that they've broken up since then.
Really?
Well, there's like conflicting stories. Like some people are saying they're broken up. But they're still friends. So I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Interesting. It's not looking good. And on her Instagram, it's like her just solo on this. She went to like Vietnam on a trip and it's beautiful, but like no Miguel anywhere in sight. So I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so Miguel's like, I don't feel like getting a house right now is a necessity, but I guess like I'll just put you in charge of this because whatever.
Yeah.
So he says, we don't need to get too ahead of ourselves here. And you can see her start to unravel. And then I just have later they go house shopping. But like, they're not going to buy this house. And they're saying they're not ready yet. So why are you wasting this realtor's time?
To be on TV because they have no storyline.
That's true.
They probably have a storyline now if they broke up. I want to know about that.
That's true. Me too. Do you have stuff on Stasha and Nate? You probably have a lot on that.
I do. And I also have this like weird little scene that happens between Alexis and Kristen that they meet up for drinks.
Oh, yeah. I have that too.
And it's like, what is happening?
I just have one question for you, Leslie. Yeah. Why are Kristen and Alexis such good friends?
I don't know. What did we not see?
I don't love Alexis. I don't love her.
You know, I think that she is the type of person that could give, because she's really smart and she says the right things and she knows how to speak. The thing is that she doesn't see her own flaws and she can't, and she doesn't course correct. And if she does, it's just to look good, not really to make the effort to improve anything. So that's my issue with her. But she's really smart and she's good at giving advice, not for herself, but for others.
She is. And it's just so weird because I feel like Kristen is one of the most authentic people ever on the show. And Alexis is one of the most inauthentic people.
Well, according to Justin, Kristen is the fakest person in the world.
Yeah, fuck Justin.
What but the hell with him?
I know. But I just feel like their friendship says more about Kristen to me than I thought. Like,
yeah.
Don't forget, when she first came into this, she was like head of her sorority. And like, I think she's more in that world than she is in Mitch's world.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
So, okay. So this is at the beginning with Sasha and Nate. We're at Sasha's house and her mom shows up and there's a charcuterie board. I don't think I said it. Charcuterie board.
Charcuterie board.
It is like so popular among millennials. And I saw a meme, and I'm going to take this as gospel, that the reason why we're so obsessed with it is because we ate Lunchables as kids. So,
okay. I'm going to take umbrage with this. Because I feel like the charcuterie board belongs to basic middle-aged women.
It's, I'm telling you, millennials have picked it up. It's all over all the housewives. They bring out this thing. It's a whole thing. It's like the go-to for reality TV. That's the spread.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
You know, there are some nights where I'll just have a charcuterie board for dinner with my family. Like, I'll just build a cheese board and have it for dinner.
You actually build it? Like, set it out? I just bite a piece of cheese.
Oh, no, I will put together a cheese board.
I don't do that. See, I have Dominican cheese, which is so good. My mom, my aunt just came from the DR. My mom is going. And it's like this like stinky, stinky orange like cheese, but it's so, so good. And like I just chopped off, like in the middle of the night, I was so hungry last night. I got up and I just chopped like pieces of the cheese and I stuffed it, you know, in my mouth and went back to sleep. I mean, Joey caught me. So I had to bribe him with a piece of cheese so he could, you know, not, you know, narc on me and wake up the birds. So
did you ever have, when I was younger, we had the government cheese. Do you ever have the government cheese that you had to cut with the cheese thing?
Yep.
Oh my God. That was so good. It was like a huge block.
It was always in my grandma's house, in abuela's house. Yeah.
So good. So good. Anyway, we could talk about cheese all day. Go on.
I love cheese. But anyway, Stasha has a makeover. Her hair is lighter. It's like a honey color. She has like blonde highlights. She looks amazing. And I was like, And it's interesting because Stasha's mom, I think her name is Stacy, is saying, like, so what's going on? Like, kind of like prepping her for, you know, to tell the story of basically update the audience, getting her to talk, to try to seem organic. And Sasha's kind of, you know, dodging it a little bit. And she kind of makes a joke to like, don't you see? I changed my hair. Kind of like, don't people change their hair when they go through traumatic things? So here's
the crisis hair.
Here's the deal. So apparently her and Nate are not seeing eye to eye at this moment. They were living together, like one part here, one part there. And for some reason, Nate decided she moved into his studio apartment and was super cramped when she has a big house. This makes no sense. And then he told her she had to leave because he needed the room. So this is according to her. So I don't know.
This is weird. And this is very similar to Love is Blind. What is that couple? Matt and Colleen. They're doing the same thing.
Yeah. Like shuffling back and forth.
Living here, living here. Like, I don't know what that, I don't know what that is.
So it was just super weird, that whole incident. Okay, so how do you want to divvy this up? Because with Stasha and Nate, there was also a scene where Kristen visits Nate. She's like the mediator to try to get him to go to the party.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Just do it all.
So Kristen visits Nate, and she heard that Stasha, that she wasn't doing so well. That they weren't doing well as a couple. So she wanted to see what was going on because she thought that they were one of the most solid couples. So what's happening? So they pretty much, and Kristen gives a lot of great advice too. So maybe that's why her and Alexis get along well, because
maybe
they're able to really like assess other people's situations and really give like thoughtful and careful advice.
So, I can imagine that they're like me and my best friend and they just sit around and therapy talk all day.
and do nothing to improve their lives. That's what I do. So Nate is still wearing his wedding ring, and he makes a point of that. He's like, look, I'm still wearing my wedding ring. Stasha's still wearing hers. You know, we're still together. He's just trying to, like, reconnect with her. And Kristen is telling him, you know, just show her that you're there for her. Like, go get her. Woo her. Get her back, mm-hmm. essentially. Mm-hmm. And this mm-hmm. is kind of, like, what sets the ball rolling for them to start talking again. Okay. So then Nate drives over to Stasha's house with a canvas, and he wants them to start painting together as an activity. It was funny
because... This was weird.
What was funny about that is that she is so dressed up, and then he shows up with a canvas, and she's like, what's this? And he's like, to paint. And, like, she had that one moment of, like, are you fucking, you know, are you kidding me with this?
It was just random. Like, you don't just bring paints to somebody's house
yeah.
that you're, like, in the middle of a quasi-divorce with and yeah. be like, let's do this.
And she goes, okay. So then, of course, she has to change because she had, like, nice clothes and everything. They start painting, and they're talking about their future, and then they start arguing because Stasha needs a man who talks about the future, who says, 5 years from now, we're going to have 2 kids, and we're going to have this house, and we're going to do this. Whereas Nate is like, no, I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Again, he was abandoned by his mother, guys, so he has that yes. kind of issue. So for him, he's living more the day by day, and that doesn't work for Stasha. So that is their disconnect. And yep. it gets to the point where they're arguing so much that Nate breaks the fourth wall and starts talking to the camera, and it's like, do you see this? And, like, every time.
Am I here right now?
Yes. Yeah. And a producer had to step in at one point. And it's like telling her, like, okay, you got to show by your actions, you know, not your, okay, I'm going to step aside. And the producer, like, you know, goes away, like, okay, go back. Mm-hmm. And there's just
a producer is doing the job of the experts.
Exactly. Stepping in and being like, okay, now go, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was just the weirdest thing because they're arguing back and forth, and he keeps saying, he was basically asking her, like, oh, so do you want me to stay or not? And she's like, do whatever you want. Okay, so I'm going to stay. It was just like, oh, my God, like, break up already. Like, it's like I'm rooting for them. And then when I see this, I'm like, don't be together. This is annoying.
I agree 100%. I agree.
It was just so annoying. But that's pretty much them, because later on we see them interacting with the group. But that's, like, their main issue.
So I just have a few notes on Alexis and Kristen's meetup, okay? So Kristen and Alexis sharing DMs, and Kristen says her guard is back up again, and she has learned what she will put up with and what she doesn't want. She and Mitch have not spoken since the reunion, and she doesn't feel the need to be friends with him, which we see quickly changes later. And she doesn't want any animosity. She says she's moving to New York, like we talked about, and Alexis says, she just, I can't with her. She just always finds a way to, like, I'm Justin's caretaker.
She, like, needs to be the victim at all times. It's like the guys from Watch What Crap and say the victim, what do you say they call it? The shawl, like the little, like a little shawl, a victim shawl. Like, they put it on when they want to be a victim. Slap it on.
Well, Alexis tells Kristen that Justin called her to thank her for helping regulate his emotions. And she's like, because, you know, I always have to help regulate his emotions.
Yeah. Like, she's the keeper of his feelings, and she holds his tears.
And she says she has no interest in being anything beyond ex-spouses. So that's when they decide they're having the getaway. Now, on the reunion, I pay careful attention all the time to who hangs out with who, okay? Because it's very telling to me. On the reunion, when Kevin Frazier was saying to the whole group, who hangs out with who, like, on the second part of the reunion, Justin said, we all hang out, well, most of us, and he glared at Nate. And it made me feel like they all hung out except for Nate. So I'm like, oh, maybe Nate is a problem. You know what I mean? Like, if everybody can get along, but then if you'll notice, that quickly flipped. Yeah. Now Justin is on the outside.
He is. And it's not looking pretty.
I think it's because of the reunion.
I think so. Like,
don't forget how much he attacked everybody.
Because remember, Nate's issue going into the reunion was like, you blocked me. Why did you block me? I thought we were cool. So maybe that's why he didn't want to hang with him. Because he was like, I don't like this shadiness. He's being too two-faced. That could be it.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I bring that up because they're deciding who to invite. And Kristen's like, do I have to invite Justin? And Alexa's like, yeah. And Kristen's like, you're right. We'll just invite everyone. It's yeah. fine. Whatever. Now, do you have notes on Mitch and Justin meeting? I just have that they met in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch moved in with a friend to save money. And Justin finally realizes Alexa's completely emasculated him.
Yeah, basically that's what I have.
Okay. So then we have a scene with Morgan and Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, they are at Morgan's Muay Thai gym. These two have the best relationship of anyone on the show.
Yeah. I was like, wait, she's going to kick the crap out of him? Is this what we're going to witness?
They are like buddy, buddy. They talk about Ben's progress in therapy. They have really good chemistry. They're rolling around on the ground wrestling. They're saying that they want to be friends. Like, it's weird. And I just wrote, if Alexis didn't meddle,
mm-hmm.
if Justin wasn't an idiot, and if Alexis didn't meddle, I maybe these two could have done something.
Yeah, they would have probably lasted at least until the reunion.
At least.
And been friendly, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So then I have the girls are pole dancing in the middle of the park and Alexis is barely wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I have Mitch meets up with his brother and sister-in-law and says seeing himself at his worst was traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get a little snippet of Justin and Alexis meeting up at the park.
Do you know? Oh my God. Okay. Yes, I do. That was the thing that I was just like, I am going to kill him.
Yes. You locate your notes on that. And I will just say my overall thoughts are Justin is an asshole.
I think so too. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Alexis and Justin meet up at the park. He wants to confront her for saying that he couldn't get an erection on After Party. That's his big gripe. And they play the clip.
Who can get an erection on After Party? Really? Everybody's there. The cameras are on you.
Well, it wasn't on After Party, but she discussed it. She brought it up that he couldn't get it up on After Party.
But what did she say? What's her
that they had difficulties. That's what she said.
Or it didn't manifest.
It didn't manifest. They had difficulties, like she kept saying. So they start arguing instantly. She's kind of like not really paying attention. She's kind of ignoring him. She's being a little rude, you know, on her phone while he's going off on her and everything. I guess she didn't want to be too confrontational. She was on the defensive. But anyway, he just kept saying like, oh, you don't want me to say why I couldn't get it up. You don't want, because first he says that wasn't true. And then he says, oh, you don't want me to say why I couldn't get it up. So it's like, which was it? But anyway, he tells her, this mofo says your pH balance was off. Basically saying she got a stink puss.
Which is code for what?
Stinky puss.
Oh, I wanted to punch him in the face.
You don't do that. You know, and Alexis, to her credit, handled it well. She was like, oh, wow, so what? You're going to go, I'll say, got big feet, sticky feet, or stink. And you like, she just said, I got a big head, you know, kind of like, what else are you going to throw at me? She didn't let that, because that would have paralyzed me in the moment, because I'm like, the cameras are here. I'm going to.
It's national television.
I was like, this is like Danielle and Muhammad from 90 Day Fiancé in the reunion where he's like, that she doesn't smell good down there.
I had a boy break up with me in eighth grade because he said my breath smelled. Still have not forgotten it.
Oh my God.
Still have not forgotten it. Could you imagine?
A plague on his house.
If somebody said your vagina smelled.
Well, I would go to a doctor immediately to be like, okay, so clearly something's off if this is being brought to my attention, to just to make sure. And then I would go into a shame spiral because I'm like, oh my God, I'm humiliated. Whether it's accurate or not, it's out there. People are going to run with this.
See, I have a very different response. I would grow enraged. I would literally go out and bang all of Justin's friends and probably his brother just to prove that that's not true.
Yeah.
And I would like film it and send it to his house if I didn't burn his house down.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, the whole thing of me going to the doctor is after the body is found in the lake floating. So he's dead already. So that's when all that happens. So I was just like, this is disgusting. I can't believe he went there. And I'm like, I guess the stinky vagina is the equivalent of a man being like, oh, you couldn't get it up. I guess that's their way. Like, that's how they see it. Like, that's the equivalence to them. I don't know.
Look, I'm just going to say something. Mm-hmm. Justin, you made your dick part of this show. No one else did.
Constantly. From day
You're
one.
You're the one who made it part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Alexis didn't come into the marriage talking about your dick.
Nope. It was always him. And apparently, you know, we did find out in the reunion that they had sex or tried to have sex sooner than they let on in the beginning because he kept going on about how he was celibate and blah, blah, blah. So it's this whole mess. So that's the scene in the park. He walks away. You know, she calls Kristen like, you won't believe what this guy just did. And she does tell her, to her credit, she says, let's not uninvite him because that's just going to make it worse, which is true. He would have taken it even worse. Yeah.
He's a giant man baby that needs to be handled with kid gloves, but that doesn't make Alexis better.
No.
Still don't like her.
Yeah.
So now we see a double date with Kristen and Alexis. And Kristen, she's matched guys with, I don't know, a piece of cardboard toast, if there's such a thing.
His name is Evan.
She is, someone literally took cardboard, cut out a piece of toast, and that's this guy.
Yeah.
He's a lawyer. His name is Evan. Okay. Alexis's dude comes out and he is smoking.
Oh my God. I'm like, Gregory is a hottie. And I was like, and I wrote down, Alexis hasn't smiled this much all season.
Since she met with Devin, the expert. Yeah. So Greg sits down and they're like, Alexis and Greg are like, the electricity is just palpable, right? Mm-hmm. They're flirting. They're... Meanwhile, Kristen and Cardboard Toast are just like sitting there watching the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just weird. It's awkward. That is not who Kristen belongs with. Somebody like that. No, 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 no. But I think our girl Kristen thinks she wants somebody like that.
Yeah.
But you know who she's the best match with.
Who? I'm just gonna say that.
Mitch Silverstein.
He's dead to me. Patooey. He's dead to me.
So that's just this weird thing. So now we get to the party.
Yes.
They're having the party. Some highlights from the party that I have are everybody is still insisting on playing. What's that game where you throw the things?
Cornhole? I think it's cornhole. Yeah.
Yeah. And skee ball.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fun.
Not skee ball. Skee ball's in like arcade.
Yeah, the arcade. That. That's fun. I love that. Is it foosball?
Guys. Foosball thing. Yeah. Timmy would kill me. So, you know, there's still this, everybody's playing games, everybody's having fun. Justin stalking everyone from like a dark corner with a gigantic water bottle.
And he was the last one to arrive because everybody was like, oh, we're all here at the house. And then, you know, some moments pass and then finally he walks in and they weren't sure if he was going to show up because he kind of made it seem like he hates them so much. And then he tells producers some BS about like, oh, you know, we went through this experience together. I wanted to close things off on a good note. BS. You wanted to finish embarrassing Alexis, basically, to get your revenge and then pretend to be sorry to the other people so you could look good on TV because you know you messed up at the reunion.
He looked like an idiot at the reunion.
He did.
So he comes in, you know, everybody, fine, whatever. But then we have this moment with Kristen and Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a gift for her.
And that was sweet.
You could tell he put a lot of effort into this.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we see Luna. Never enough Luna. Mm. Luna is all over Mitch. Luna and her wrinkle and her breathing and her slobbering and her snoring. I'm here for all of it. I want that dog. Yeah. Kristen, you keep that dog on a tight leash because I'm...
Well, she's moving to New York.
I'm stealing it. So she gets this gift from Mitch and he writes this card and he like handwrites it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're the most, confident person I know. You'll do great. Blah, blah, blah. I'm so glad we went through this journey together. She can't even read it because
she can't read it.
Mm-hmm. So Mitch has to read it to her. Then what he got her? A fanny pack. Now, I will say I appreciate a good fanny pack.
I have many fanny packs.
Yeah. Because the older you get, the more you realize how practical they are. You could put your car keys in there. If you have
for
car
concerts, keys, you could put your phone in there.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. You're walking. You don't want your purse.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets her a nice fanny pack. And then he gives her, like, I think it's like a Home Goods thing.
Mm.
Like a little block with some like inspiration.
Yeah.
Inspirational, like, you are enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're amazing. And he's like, I just wanted you to have this because, you know, I know that I made you feel like shit, blah, blah, blah. They hug. And this gets in Kristen's head.
Of course.
It really does. So then we have a scene where Justin does his fake ass apologies to everyone.
The apology tour. Here we go. So Justin's, he just spends most of the night alone. At the beginning, mm-hmm. everybody's kind of to their selves. And then he finally pulls Alexis over. And he says that he apologized for comments. So she apologized to him for the comments on After Party. And they mm-hmm. agreed to disagree because he's still, like, upset about it.
Yeah, he didn't apologize to her.
He did not apologize. She apologized to him, like, you know, it was just, that's not what I meant. That's not what I said. It was taking out mm-hmm. a, it was just, like,
well, she BS. Did the good old, I'm sorry if.
It hurt
I
you.
I said what you thought. Yeah. Or I'm sorry if you were hurt by what I said.
Like, I didn't mean it that way. I hate that.
That's not an apology, guys.
You're
that's
not taking not accountability. No. You're saying it's too bad that you, you know, you feel that way.
Now, he could have said something like, or she could have said something like, I'm really sorry that what I said hurt you.
Yes.
And I didn't mean to hurt you with it.
Yeah.
But, like, what she said was not, no. She was doing the, oh, I'm sorry if you felt hurt.
She's not a sociopath. If she were, she would be like, I am so sorry that my words offended you so much. You know that when you're on TV trying to be, like, snappy and you say something, like, quip or something? Maybe I'm revealing too much of myself being a sociopath. Because, like, you just preamble it by saying, like, you know, when you're on, you just wanted to say something, like, kind of, I didn't want to get into mm-hmm. details, so I just said whatever. You know, if you say it like that, it's more believable.
Yeah.
But I did go to theater school, so maybe that's why. Mm-hmm. I have a whole backstory mm-hmm. figured out for people.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway... Justin pulls Nate aside and I was like, ooh, how is this going to go out? Because he literally, like, they're all in a crowd and he just walks over to him and whispers to him creepily. I was like, what is happening over here?
Yeah, Nate did not look too happy about this.
He did not look happy. And then they go to, like, another room and then they're just sitting, like, on the couch, like, confronting it. Like, this was, like, some Jerry Springer stuff. Like, somebody's going to punch another person. Like, that's what it felt like in the beginning.
I know.
And Justin just... throws himself under the bus and is like, I'm so sorry that I said, I insinuated that you were gay or that you were hitting on me and blah, 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 blah. BS. Mm-hmm. And that's when the apology tour begins. That was the first stop of the apology tour. Then he took it on the road.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
So then he gets in front of everyone and he goes around and apologizes to everyone. Yeah. Kristen, I'm sorry I called you fake. What's her name? Stasha, I'm sorry I offended your husband. Lindy, for some reason, Lindy's brought into this. Lindy, I'm sorry that I don't know, ate your tomato. Whatever. Yeah, like, he's just throwing around these apologies.
So everyone
noticeably skips
Alexis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And other people picked up on that because Kristen definitely picked up on it. She was like, he didn't apologize to you, though. Mm-hmm. And she's thinking, oh, maybe he apologized when they went to speak to the side. She got her private apology. No, that's not what happened.
Nope. So then Kristen, I did appreciate this because this is something women do often. They were debriefing in the bathroom at the end of the night.
Yes. I love that they're like taking off their makeup. Oh, such a girl thing.
And Kristen's kind of like, should I have given Mitch a chance outside the experiment?
No.
And Alexis is like, don't let one good encounter erase what has happened.
And how you felt.
And how you felt.
Because she did not feel good for a lot of those weeks.
So I feel like there's two cases to be made. One could be that they just are adults and they respect each other. And they, Kristen and Mitch, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And they really like each other and have a lot of admiration for each other. But they're just not right. What I mean? And move forward. The other case is, like, what if Mitch needed her to grow? Do you know what I mean? And now he is becoming the man that she wanted him to become.
Yeah.
And they can be together. Like, I could see why she's like this. Because we've all had relationships like this. Where, like, you're putting the time and effort into somebody. And then you break up. And then they show a little bit of progress and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, they're fabulous for the next girlfriend. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yes, yes. And you're like, should I have done that? Yeah. Now, most of the time in my life, it's the other way. And I see them being a total loser even more. And I'm like, oh, good thing I escaped that.
Yeah, usually.
But once in a while, somebody does something, you know, and you're like, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm still torn on them, like, whether or not they should be together. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think that for me, if it were me, if I were in her shoes, I wouldn't even entertain the idea because of the fact that he made her feel like she wasn't enough or good enough. And just because you give me, like, some word art, it's not going to make it all go away.
Yeah, you're right. And the thing with Mitch that I think I appreciated the most is just how authentic he was.
He was himself through and through, even when it was bad.
I say this all the time about my husband. Everybody take a drink. My husband can be offensive to people, but he will never say something he doesn't mean.
Right.
And if he says something, he means it 110%. And while that can be off-putting at times, because he's not the kind of guy, like, if I'm like, oh, how does this dress look? And it doesn't look good. He's not going to be like, it looks great.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He'll say something tactfully like, well, I like the one that you wore the other night better. You know what I mean? Like something like that. I'm telling you from a 45-year-old woman's point of view, that is fucking refreshing.
Yeah.
To not be guessing if somebody is staying with you for the wrong reasons or if they're really not happy. Or, like, it's really refreshing. And I think Kristen's going to miss that as she gets out there in the dating pool.
And this is the thing that Stasha is worried about with Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't think about the future. It's just about now. And also, it's like, he lived with a girl for 2 years and he didn't love her. Like, what is going on?
Right. And I feel like it took me living with my first husband who was like that to appreciate Timmy.
Yeah, to appreciate like that way. Yes. Honesty, yeah.
Yes. And so I wonder if Kristen's going to date a few like, look what her fiancé did to her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So my point in saying that is I wonder if that's the one thing she'll miss about Mitch. I don't think that's enough for them to be together.
No.
But, like, she might come to appreciate that about him. And even though she had been on the receiving end of that and it hurt at times, I think she will come to appreciate that as she encounters more people.
To turn me around, he would need to stand outside her window with a boombox over his head during the rain with the chance of getting electrocuted. And then I know he's for real.
I think he just wants somebody who has the same passion for the environment as he does. Yeah. And I get that. I get that.
And unless you're going to totally convert and follow his lifestyle, it will be so annoying.
Like, let me ask you, could you marry somebody who wasn't into music?
No.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just a mismatch.
We will live separate lives because I'm always going to concerts.
Right.
I'm always.
That's your passion. Yeah. Right? I feel the same way. Like, I'm into politics and social justice and stuff like I couldn't marry somebody who didn't give a shit about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It would be so awkward. Like, okay, you're just gonna sit home, I guess, while I go out and do these things.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. So I think he just needs somebody who is into that.
Yeah.
He needs his surfer girl.
He does.
But he needs somebody strong, like Kristen, who will put him in his fucking place when he needs it. Because that was the good thing about her for him.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my thoughts on them. Now, do you think Stasha and Nate will make it? What are your thoughts?
It's hard to tell with Nate because it's like in one moment I'm like, I'm not so sure. And then another, I'm like, oh, there's hope there. I think that if they do last any longer, I don't even know if they're together, to be honest. If they do last any longer, it'd be all on her. It's because she's pushing for it. Because I don't think he's really going to do much. I feel like if she were to say, I'm done with this, he'd be like upset for like, you know, he'll rant for like a little bit and then kind of like move on. And for her, it would be like a devastating blow. But I feel like for him, it'd be like whatever.
Yeah. 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 I don't know how I feel about them. I mean, I just think she has so much going for her. Why are you wasting your time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Nate's a good guy, don't get me wrong, but like, clearly he's not up to her level. Like, he's not where she is.
He's not ready for what?
No.
For that type of relationship with
her.
So
just stop. Like, stop wasting your time, dude.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
And finally, Mindy. Yeah, Mindy. Yeah. Let's go, Mindy. Let's go with them. What do we think?
Oh, God. I think they're broken up. And they don't belong together. Because if you remember there was a moment that I was like, this is very telling. I think it was part of like part two of the reunion where she was saying like to Stasha, like, you know, I appreciate what you were doing, but for me, this was my choice. And I felt like she was kind of like trying to convince herself of that, but like sleeping with Miguel, she wasn't coerced into it, that it was her choice, her decision.
Yep.
It felt like she was trying to tell herself that. And he was nodding along like, yes, this is what we rehearsed. I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, there's something off about them that I don't like.
Yeah, I agree. All right, girl. So that's it. That's our season. You don't have any other notes, do you, that we missed?
No. The next day, when they leave,
Alexis and Kristen leave together.
Yeah, they leave together.
Mm-hmm.
Girl power.
Kristen and Mitch have a lingering hug. I'm not giving this up.
Mm-hmm.
Not giving this up. She's going to go date some real tomatoes, and she'll come back to him. And he's going to get his beach girls and he's going to be like, I don't want a girl who worships me. I want a girl who challenges me.
Yeah.
And I need Kristen. Give up hope, guys. We'll see. Wouldn't it be so fucked up if the only couple who made it out of this were Morgan and Ben?
Oh my God. They were getting along so well though. I was like, maybe there could have been something. You know, if she were actually a nurse, but she's not. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm kidding.
Anyway, it's been a long season. It was a pleasure, as always, to recap this with you.
So fun.
It was the highs, the lows, the dicks not working, the vaginas smelling, Poolgate, Shirkgate, Newton being injured. I mean, we just have been through the gamut. We've seen it all.
We've seen it all. We've said it all.
Tell everyone where they can find you.
So you can find me
on Twitter.
Twitter, but you know, I'm mostly active on Instagram and on Facebook for Sinister Girls, that my podcast. And the episode up now is with Tiffany, 80s pop icon Tiffany.
I love her.
Album. It's so good. Mm-hmm. It comes out next week. This week actually. So it's exciting. Mm-hmm. We were talking for like over an hour. We were just going blah, blah, blah. Like, I had to edit out so much because it was just like conversation. And I was like, ooh, I don't think she would want this out there. So I'm like, let me take this out. But she's cool. She's so chill. I love her.
You're like meeting with legends. Mm-hmm. And I'm over here watching Little House on the Prairie with my sister.
Well, that's legendary in its own way.
Jesus.
What about you, Amy?
I'm at Gen X. This is why I'm watching Little House on the Prairie. We're on season 9. It's the worst season ever written of any show ever. It's real, real bad. No Michael Landon, so like there's no highlight in it for me.
So what happened? Did he leave the show early?
Yeah, the Ingalls family moved away. So Charles and Carolyn move away and they take like Albert and all the kids.
Okay.
So the show, it's like rebranded into A New Beginning, and it really focuses on Laura and Almanzo.
Okay. Yeah. So it's kind of like a Steve Carell thing. Like, he leaves the office midway and then they try to reconfigure it. And the first couple of episodes are insane. It's like, what is happening?
California comes into town.
And you see his penis. Have you seen that episode when they're at the pool party? His penis is on full display. Pause it.
Robert California's?
Yes. Spader.
All I know is one of my favorite episodes is when Nelly is there and
the British lady
magician is there. Mm-hmm. And Robert California's like, why is Jim being mean to the magician? I just find it so funny. I love The Office so much.
So much. I did The Office experience in DC a few weeks back. It was so fun. Oh, I love it so much.
I mean, Jim Halpert is just everything. That's like goals.
It's totally goals. Yep. Like, a guy to pine for me for years and for no woman to be good enough. And he just waits for me and cries himself to sleep. Oh, dream. Mm-hmm. Oh, I would love that. God, send me one of those.
I know. I love him. So that's it for us, guys. If you want to keep in touch with us throughout the break that we're going to be taking, you can follow us at 6 Degrees of Reality TV on Instagram.
Yeah. And I'm trying to convince Amy to do something. I'm not going to put her on the spot. But I have been approaching different people to get this done because I am obsessed with Mariah's world. So
yeah, I'm not doing it.
Crazy.
She messages me. She's like, will you please cover Mariah's world with me? I'm like, I literally don't have time. Normally I would be all into this.
Yeah.
Because you know I like to make fun of people, but I can't.
Well, anyway, I am seeing Mimi on December 13th at MSG.
How about Jake Anthony? He would talk to you, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I should talk to Poodle. I did tag them. I was like, guys, this needs to be discussed. So yeah. We'll see.
Definitely.
But they're so busy. They're like famous.
I was like, if I had extra time, I want a podcast about The Crown because
I love it so much. I was like rewatching it again. I'm like up to like episode 6 of the rewatch.
Oh, I'm only on episode 2 of the first one.
Oh, I already saw it.
I'm real slow. Real slow over
it's
here.
So good. It just gets better and better. And there were at the first watch, I was like, why are we covering this character? Oh, I want to focus more on this. I want to do this. Mm-hmm. It all makes sense. It comes together towards the end.
Okay. All right, guys. So thanks so much for listening. We appreciate your support throughout the season and hope we see you back here next season.
Yeah. Where are they going next season?
Nashville.
Ooh. Will Dolly Parton make an appearance?
Maybe.
Tennessee. Like, come on.
You saw Michelle Obama watches Mary at first sight.
What?
Oh, yeah. In People magazine, they interviewed her. And she said her guilty pleasure, she watches reality shows like Married at First Sight.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Imagine if... we need to clean up this language. Imagine if she listens to us. I did not say stinky puss. I take it all back. That did not happen. We love you, Michelle Obama. Thank you.
All right.
We're going to pretend she's a listener. Hi, Michelle Obama.
We'll pretend. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.